often don't realize that we are the key to our own happiness, and that happiness starts with healing and transformation. Whether you need healing, guidance, clarity, understanding, or just some honest sister talk to feel connected, heard, and supported, you are welcome and safe here. So join the conversation and be healed. Welcome to Soul Healing Conversations with your host, Roz Kincaid.
Hey, hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Soul Healing Conversations. I'm your host, Roz Kincaid, the intuitive soul healer. And as a reminder, I help women of color heal and transform into a newer version of themselves that's unapologetically authentic, empowered, all while creating peace and harmony and balance in their life. I hope y'all are doing well and maintaining your soul's wellness. And listen, if you're new here, welcome to the podcast. Welcome to my channel. Glad to have you here. So listen, as I always do, I like to get my housekeeping out of the way so I don't forget it. And so y'all don't forget either. What I have for you is I'm still offering intuitive readings. This is a 60-minute session. I connect with you. I connect with your energy. I connect with your spirit team, including ancestors, loved ones, angels, spirit guides, all of it, higher self, to get you some direct answers, to get you some clarity, to get you some direction and all of that, so that you can move forward in your life in a way that, one, makes sense for you, and one, is correct for you, right? And to also give you some awareness of things that are coming ahead, things that are kind of floating around in the universe's possibility. So if you are needing that type of support, I encourage you to go book your reading straight away. There are still spaces available for the rest of the summer, so jump on that if that's what you need. Second thing I have for you is my private coaching program. Y'all, this program is so near and dear to my heart because women, especially women of color, are in these sessions getting breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough and starting to really stand up within themselves and taking back their power. And so some of the things that we do in private coaching is we take an inventory of what is going on in your life and what is holding you back. We look at your values. We look at your beliefs. We work through your energy. We outline a roadmap to you, not manifesting, but bringing more into and embodying that ideal empowered woman that you know that you want to be and that you've been saying that you want to be, right? So here's what you get in my private coaching program. It's a 6-month one-to-one coaching program. You get 18 sessions of coaching. You will also get personalized mindset and belief work and some self-discovery practices, because this is what this is about. You need to discover who you really are and who you really ain't. You also get voice and text messaging support from me between sessions, and you get a couple of bonuses in there too, where I offer you 2 Reiki energy healing sessions and you get a free intuitive reading with me at the end of your program. So if you don't know where to start with your healing and transformation process, you're not fully trusting your inner authority, or you've been working on yourself all by yourself and nothing seems to be changing, and you want to really heal and deal and release old patterns, then feel free to hop on a Zoom call with me. Let's talk it through. Let's talk about how to get you feeling more empowered and living authentically through my private coaching program. It's time to set the real you free, sis. And this is exactly where we do it. Okay. So last thing I have for you is, y'all, I've been, for the last couple of months, I've been doing these monthly Instagram lives. I've been calling them Intuitively Speaking Live. And I hop on Instagram each month and I teach you some things about your intuition, things that you can apply in everyday life, because that's what intuition is supposed to be used for, navigating your everyday life, right? I'm also offering hot seat coaching and intuitive readings. And so listen, if you want to get on board and hop on the next live with me, follow me on Instagram at Soul Healing with Roz and turn your notifications on, because you don't want to miss the next one, right? Also, if you want the replays of these lives, my recommendation is to join my email list Everything you need to know, everything you need to connect with me and work with me is in the show description. So make sure to check that out. So, okay, y'all, let me get down into this. So, a little bit of story time here and sharing my personal experience. So recently I have found myself in a new role at my job, and it's kind of left me feeling a bit insecure. So as some of you may or may not know, in addition to me working a full-time job, I also am, you know, running my business and doing all kinds of other things, to include learning how to teach and train coaches how to properly coach. I'm not going to get into that. I know y'all heard my little tone in that, but not every coach is a coach, and not every coach knows how to coach. So I have decided to jump in the coaching, or not coaching, but the training arena, and help other coaches learn how to coach, because listen, we need more people to be out here coaching and doing it with high quality and knowledgeably, and that's what I'm doing. So on to my story. So as I'm observing a coaching session, or I'm observing a training session, I am volunteering in this one session to be a client, right? And so I start to share a little bit about what's coming up with me and my insecurities around my new job role and this new space that I'm in, where I'm, you know, learning something new and juggling something that's already currently existing. I start to feel a way in my day to day where it's like, I don't believe in myself. I don't believe in the things that I'm doing. I don't believe that I'm doing it right. I'm not believing that I'm good enough. And as I'm, you know, going through the process of emptying out and, you know, giving background, I just blurted out that I want to decouple my doing from my worthiness. Like, I started to realize that I'm pushing and pushing and pushing and doing and doing and doing and trying to keep this going and keep that going and learning this and helping that person. And I'm feeling a way about it because I'm not getting it right. I'm not doing it fast enough. You know, I'm not retaining it the way that I used to. And just things are just different because I'm in a different stage of my life. I'm in a different stage of my business. And things are just different. And it's making me feel insecure and that I'm not good enough at my job. That whole imposter syndrome starts to creep up. And here's why this decoupling is important. Because when you start to tie your worthiness to any kind of doing, any kind of actioning, thriving, striving, pushing, forcing, you block yourself from receiving. You block yourself from seeing the real truth of who you are. You repress your truth. And because of that, y'all, we have to look at the energy, because that's really where all of this comes from. We have to look at the energy of all of this, because we have both masculine and feminine energy within our energetic makeup, right? And when we don't, I guess, take care of our energy, our masculine becomes wounded and our feminine becomes wounded, right? So let me kind of explain to you what wounded masculine and wounded feminine looks like, at least what it looks like for me. And maybe you can identify with it, right? So when you are operating in wounded masculine energy, you're going to notice that you are doing all this thriving and striving and overdoing and overgiving and overthinking as well. There's a lot of force there, right? Like, just, you know, listen to how I described it and it just feels forceful. And so some of the other things that come to mind are being tense, being rigid, inflexible or tight, holding your breath, or even being comparative to the point of being competitive. Like, you keep looking at Instagram and Facebook and all of this stuff and looking at what other people are doing, and it will draw you in and make you feel like you ain't doing shit when really that is not the case. Lulu decided to come on into the podcast today, so y'all excuse Lulu's noises. Right, Lulu? So let's switch over to the wounded feminine. So the wounded feminine is going to have characteristics where you are feeling unworthy to receive or even be or to exist. You're repressing your truth. You're feeling small. You feel powerless. And some of the other things that come to mind are low self-esteem, feeling insecure, not feeling good enough, comparing yourself again, and people-pleasing. And so I started to feel all of that as I move into this new role. And yet again, my life is shifting and changing again, where I have a lot on my plate. I'm overdoing because I'm trying to make a good impression. I'm trying to make people love me, right? And so as I'm going through this practice coaching session, my coach, who is amazing and awesome, I call her my coach, but she's actually my teacher, my mentor at this point. She had me to list out all the lies. And so some of the lies that came up for me was, you're too old, you don't know enough, you're not experienced enough, they don't believe you, people are watching you, you can't make a mistake, you have to be perfect, and all that jazz, right? All of this stuff that is reinforcing this idea or this perception that I'm not up to snuff, I'm not good enough, I'm not fitting the bill, I'm making all of these excuses to support this lie that I ain't good enough. And so as the coaching session goes on, she asked me, how does that feel? And for me, when I lean into my energy and drop down out of my head into my body, y'all, I literally felt like a snail and somebody had poured salt on me to the point where I'm starting to swell with lies, right? I'm starting to swell with lies, but I'm not releasing anything, right? It's just a bunch of swelling going on. So we then switch to talking about all the truths. I've been in the game for over 15 years. I'm certified. I know how to build relationships with people. I'm doing the best I can. I'm new at this. I need to give myself grace. I can give myself grace. I know what I'm doing. I can figure this out. I have resources around me who are willing to help me as I transition into this new role. And as I'm restating all of those lies, I start to feel like something kind of like uncurl and unfurl in me and say, you know what? Fuck that noise. I'm better than this. I know what I'm doing. I'm good enough. I can do this. I can do this and I can do that. And so that swelling for me in my body, the energetic swelling where nothing was releasing, once I started to tell myself those truths, it all started to release and it's like the fog went away. And I was like, I'm bugging and I'm tripping and I need to stop telling myself these lies. So let's talk about what happens when we know the truth and we know the lie, but we can't connect to the truth. Because there are situations out there, there are circumstances out there where this lie is run so deep within us that we can't hold on to the truth. Like we logically know it, but there's something in our heart and in our energy that we just won't connect to it. It feels foreign to us. It's like putting on a new pair of shoes. It's like, I don't like these shoes. They don't fit me, but they're cute. You picked them, right? So what you have to do, y'all, is notice the lie, but walk in and talk the truth, right? And so you can hear the lie. You can hear the stories, but you can also identify the truth. Because there's a bigger, even if you believe the lie and take it on as your truth, there's a bigger truth that needs to be told. There's a bigger truth that outweighs the lie that you believe as truth. And what you got to do is, and this is what I had to do, is that I had to find evidence in my truth. Yes, I'm over 40. Yes, I'm this. Yes, I'm that. But I've been in this game for 15 years. I've been doing, you know, this work for a long time. I know how to build relationships. I've done A, B, and C. I've proven this, that, and the third to myself. I know I can do this. And once you start to find that evidence, you're going to be unstoppable. You're going to stand up like that little boy did in Malcolm X movie. All right, Malcolm X, you stand right up and you say it with your whole chest who you are. And the lie becomes very minuscule, right? So let's talk about what's happening in the mind and the body when you start hearing these lies, because that right there also contributes to not being able to release the lie and attach more to the truth. So what happens when your mind starts to have these thoughts about who you are, your worthiness, and you're not good enough, and I don't feel worthy enough to receive, and I can't, and I won't, and I don't, and I, all of that. You start to contract, your body gets tense. Some of y'all might feel it in your neck and chest and in your belly or in your back. You start to pull yourself into a low vibration. You start to feel badly. And like I said before, you start believing these lies. You start believing these lies as truth. And that entanglement with the lie leads you down a dark hole that could lead to depression, anxiety, despair, crying, all of it. And so the thing that has to happen is you got to interrupt that pattern, right? Because this is a pattern that has been built up and fortified years and years and years and years. And so you got to almost, it's like snatching the needle off the record. You got to interrupt that thing. Being able to remember the truth is the first step to interrupting the pattern that's going on. And let me also say this, let me go back and say this, that when you start to turn that story, that lie over in your mind, and you chew on it and you analyze and you latch onto it, your body is going to respond to that. And then you're going to have a thought about how you're feeling, and then you have a feeling from that, and it's just on and on, and then you're stuck in this loop. And so that is where interrupting the pattern has to happen, where you first, like I said, remember your truth. Do like I did. What is the truth? What is true about yourself? What do you know about yourself that is true despite these lies that you've been writing all this time? And furthermore, the second thing is stop telling and listening to the stories. You remember your grandmama said, stop telling stories. Stories is lies. Where I come from, telling stories. You got to stop telling these stories. And I mean, if you're going to listen, and I don't expect y'all to, you know, anybody to be doing this overnight. Of course not. This perk ain't to be done like overnight. Come on, y'all. Stop with this microwave popcorn shit, right? But you have to start somewhere and stop telling the lies. And like I was saying, even if you are going to tell yourself the story, don't tell it long. Don't go down the yellow brick road with it, skipping down the road with it. Stop telling yourself these lies. Stop listening to these lies. Stop believing the lies. Stop keeping the lie alive. Detangle from that lie quickly. Because when you start to entertain the lie and start to find evidence of the lie, that's what's keeping it hot and smoldering and active in your life. And that's what keeps the thoughts and the feelings from being high vibrational and uplifting that you need it to be, right? So you got to get the needle off the record and stop telling these lies. The moment you hear a lie, you're going to feel it in your body. And if you don't know what a lie feels like, tell yourself a lie and see how you feel about it. You're not going to feel great about something that's not true about you. Remember how you felt when somebody told a lie on you? It's that feeling. There's no difference in somebody lying about you and you telling a lie to yourself about yourself. It's the same feeling. So you need to know what that feeling is like, because I'm 9 times out of 10, it's going to feel like it's contracting and it's low and it's pulling you down and it's sad and you feel heavy. And that's something that is not conducive to your growth and to your expansion and to you tapping into all the potential and possibilities that are out there waiting for you with your name on it. So energetically, tapping is great. One, because tapping moves energy that's stuck in your body. And if we can tap our way through and tell ourselves new stories and start telling ourselves new truths that support our growth, that support our wellness, that support our expansion, that support our empowerment, again, the lie is going to diminish and become lesser and lesser. So one, move the energy that's stuck in your gut. Move the energy that's stuck around your neck. Tap. Y'all ever notice how dogs shake? They kind of do this shaky, shaky thing when they get up or from a nap or whatever. At least my Lulu does it. She shakes. You got to shake that off, because you got to move that energy off and away and through your body, because it's getting stuck. And if you don't watch it, it's going to manifest as something else physically. Okay. So tapping is great for that. Also, doing shadow work or inner child work around worthiness is going to be super beneficial to healing your divine feminine and healing your divine masculine, or your wounded masculine and your wounded feminine. You know, worthiness is a very deep root, especially in the Black and brown community, because we hide that. We hide that with a layering strength and fortitude on top, because we've had to be that. And we can still be that. But we can be that strength and that fortitude and that empowered woman, exclusive of this deeply rooted unworthiness that we walk around with that don't nobody know until we open up our mouth and say something. And so most of the time, that worthiness root is connected to some type of past childhood or young adult experiences that have had you second guessing and questioning who you are, your power, and your worthiness. And now, because your mind wants to make sense of it, you attach that to your receiving. I don't feel worthy to receive this. Can't take compliments, right? All that stuff. You can't receive. And because you don't feel worthy enough, you're doing all of these things to try to win worthiness, try to win approval, try to be good enough. And it just ain't gonna work. Until you start to meet your shadow, until you start to come to terms with your duality, until you go and connect spiritually and energetically with the young person or the little girl or little boy that grew up years ago thinking that she had to tap dance on everybody's stage to feel like she was worth anything. That's a lie from the pit of hell, if you believe hell exists. Interrupt the pattern. You have to interrupt the pattern. All right, y'all. So let's recap. I gave you my story about how I'm feeling unworthy and, you know, how I decoupled my doing from my worthiness. And as a matter of fact, just to let y'all know how effective coaching is, I was able to turn my insecurity and unworthiness around in a matter of seconds by identifying the lie, identifying the truth, and really leaning into my truth and connecting energetically to the truth that resonated within my belly. We talked about characteristics of the wounded masculine and the wounded feminine. We talked about what happens when you know the truth and you know the lie, but you can't connect to the truth. What's happening in the body? We talked about that when you start hearing lies, right? And furthermore, let me also add another point to that, that when you feel the truth and when you know the truth, first of all, you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. And it wasn't until I started to identify and really grasp onto my truth about this situation that I started to feel expansive. My back started to straighten up. My whole demeanor changed. My whole energy felt badass. Because that's who God made me to be, okay? And this little whining and piddling and feeling sorry for yourself, like, who is that? That's not winning you anything. That's not getting you anywhere. That's not healing anything. You're laying in bed with a lie. And so lastly, y'all, we talked about interrupting the pattern, remembering the truth, stop telling the lies, disentangling from the lie quickly so you can stop keeping the lie alive. We talked about the thought-feeling connection. Also talked about tapping and how that moves energy through your body and releases energy. And we also talked about doing shadow work and doing inner child healing, connecting with your inner child, going to that child, telling that version of you, that little version of you, or that younger version of you. And it could be like a teenager, or you might be 18. Hell, your inner child might be 25. Sometimes mine is still a child. Going to her and telling him or her what they needed to hear in that moment and taking that as the adult you. Also doing shadow work and understanding your duality, understanding the dark parts of yourself and the lighter parts of yourself, and accepting that they have room to exist at the same time. That's knowing yourself, really. So with that said, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope that you know, if you like this kind of content from me and you want to hear more of it, then check out the info in the description. Also, if there's a topic that you'd like for me to riff about or do a deep dive on, then message me at hello@rozkincaid.com or message me on Instagram or Facebook. Make sure to like, subscribe, and share this podcast with somebody that might be struggling with decoupling their doing from their worthiness. Until next time, y'all. Be well. Bye. Hey, and thanks so much for hanging in there with me all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value from today's episode and feel more empowered and more inspired than you did before. If you enjoyed this episode as much as I did doing it, then share it with somebody that might resonate with it. Also, I would really appreciate it if you could leave me a 5-star review to help me get the word out about the show. And if at any point you have questions or topics you want me to riff about, as you can see, I like to talk, then I invite you to get on my social media platforms and just message me. And if you're feeling the nudge to work with me, then check out my offerings on my website. Everything you need to connect with me is in the show notes. So until next time, be empowered.